Kane and Bucks. Can't stop addicted to the shindig. Conversation starters for the drain man. Drain relining is the no dig, no drama way to rehabilitate your assets. The drain man.
Conversation starters are for the drain man. Block drains, call the experts the drain man. Let's have a listen to Luke Beveridge off the back of another loss.
Probably the most disappointing thing in the end is in an arm wrestle, and you know, ultimately we've got to measure ourselves on how we come through these tight games, you know, against an opponent who's been stung the week before. And and up until, you know, the last part of that last quarter, we were coming, you know, and we were giving ourselves a chance, even though the possession rate, a handful of their individuals with the volume of their involvement was concerning for us. We're just doing enough, and it's another one that got away for us, you know, as far as the close ones go.
Another one that got away. There's been some talk around Marcus Bontempelli spending 7 minutes on the bench in crunch time, and it wasn't just him. I was following that along as the game went on, and then the broadcaster picked it up, but Richards was on the bench for a significant portion, as was Darcy. So it was Richards, Darcy, who looked like he was going to be the match winner for the Dogs, and Bont. How does that happen? And
was all in the last quarter.
All in the last quarter, towards the back end of the last quarter. So last 12 minutes of the game, last 10 minutes of the game, Bontempelli spent 7 minutes sitting on the bench.
Yeah, you can get stuck. Mm. You can get stuck in that position. I remember, when was it? It was Gather Round, I reckon. Dawson looked like the only guy that was making the difference and on the Adelaide charge against Melbourne, and was on the pine for 7 minutes after kicking a goal and looking like he was going to be the difference. So you want your match winners out there as much as possible. I mean, we saw it with Geordie DeGoey in the preliminary final last year, Collingwood v GWS, and you do have these circumstances where the ball might be caught on the other side of the field, and there's repeat stoppages, and there's no real chance to be able to interchange like for like. And you do go through scenarios, well, let's bring a forward off so that you get your midfielder on, then you change your midfielder, goes in there, and you can. There's another two or three ways that you can move the magnets.
What about resting him forward?
Well, you could do that, but you do want to rotate your player. If you think like we're going to give him a couple of minutes here so that he can come out and finish the last six, 7 minutes with a little bit more pep in his step, and that's not abnormal. You know, we were just talking to Zach Tui about resting for a week and then coming back fresh. You know, a 2 or 3 minute break into a 10 minute, you know, this is a call to arms. This is where the game's going to be won. It's done more often than not. And we do highlight the situations where it might not, where it looks like it's cost the game when one of your better players is sitting off. But happens more often, more often than we care to think, that the best laid plans don't quite come off.
I remember Matty Lloyd speaking on Classified a while ago, and I don't want to put words into his mouth, but he did question whether the only blemish on Bontempelli's amazing career is his finishing.
Mm.
And we saw it again from the top of the goal square. Mm. And they missed a number of opportunities late in the third term, gettable ones. Darcy missed one. Bontempelli missed one from the top of the goal square. And
That's the game, isn't it?
Really. Is it fair to question? I think it is fair. Is that the only blemish on Bontempelli, that 30 metres out, directly in front, he's never a certainty?
Yeah.
You'd have to go look at the numbers and his accuracy, and I think it's amplified in big moments. Do you think that's a fair criticism of Bont? Because it did happen again.
I'm not sure what his set shot percentage is. If I thought about like Pendle's career over the years, his set shot goal kicking probably hasn't been as elite as every other aspect of his game.
Fife's the other one. He's been poor.
But then when you go and play as a forward, you get to see that more often than not. I mean, I think did Georgiades kick one goal four? And like, accuracy has a very significant say on the ultimate result, and that's one reason why, you know, Harry Mackay you know, taking that step between last year and this year is been a significant difference to Carlton and how you feel about their prospects and being able to win those close games. If you can nearly slate that back, Harry Mackay's goal kicking has won. It means that Carlton are five, you know, they're 5-2 instead of being 2-5. Like, and that's how marginal it can be. But yes, Bontempelli could have finished off those. There's no doubt that. That the best are always going to be criticised or held to a higher standard than others.
Mm. Nothing outstanding sticks out on his stat sheet, just holistic terms, 210 goals, 174 behinds. It's not the best accuracy, but it's not disastrous.
Sometimes the midfielder, you're taking shots through the top of the
snaps
arc.
Snaps or from stoppage, yeah.
And there's a little bit more of that, whereas... You know, if you're a tall forward or a marking forward, you might have taken a mark and be having shots from sort of 30, 35 out, 45 degree angle. You'd certainly hope to be able to finish more often than not.
A message from United Energy. Be prepared for extreme weather. Sign up for SMS outage alerts at unitedenergy.com.au/notify. Today's weather update, shower 2 and 17 in Melbourne, cloudy and 20 in Adelaide. We'll check in with Jared Waitley next.